Today I'm going to show you how to build the perfect Minecraft base and everything it should include. The base becomes your world's center point, so choosing a good location is very important. I like to build my base in an area where I have access to some flat areas and an ocean. Although remember that the main area of your new base, the storage room, should be built inside of a mountain, because it's easier that way. As you have the perfect location and you are already dreaming about the coolest base ever, visualize how big of an area you will need and dig it out. I would suggest you to dig rather more than less. Done with the digging, we can add in the chests. Chest layout is all up to you, be creative with that. I'm putting them to two sides of the room. Also decorate your storage room as you like. The whole room is pretty small just because I didn't want to make this video 30 minutes long. Make yours as big as you would like. But of course, you can't have the perfect storage room without the sorting system. So let's build that. I think a sorting system is the most useful thing that can exist in a storage room, since it helps you store away a lot of items quickly. The only downside with this sorting system is that before you can use it, you will need 41 items to fill up the filter system. But other than that, this is very simple to build and use, saving you a lot of running between different rooms and looking for the right chest. And we are done with the sorting system. As you already might know, we use many shulker boxes on the peak projects, and that's why I want to have shulker box unloader. Imagine you have over 20 shulker boxes full of random stuff after a build, and then you can use the unloader to put all the items into the sorting system quickly. This really saves you a lot of time and is fairly easy to connect with your sorting system. Just put in your shulker box full of items, and after that items go through the sorting system. It will give you back the empty shulker box right here in this chest. But I think we all noticed this empty wall here. This is the best place to build Nether portal. In the Nether, you could travel long distances 8 times faster. If you have different structures built far away from each other, you can use Nether as a transport system. So having a Nether portal close to your storage room is very important. And now, because we don't really have an extra space here anymore, I'm going to build a one wide staircase going down to the bottom floor, or a basement, however you would like to call it. This hidden staircase is designed by Givla, so make sure to check him out. The design is really good, since you can't see any redstone or pistons while using it. This staircase may seem hidden, but for valuable stuff, I have even better idea in this storage room. Let's finish this up and you will see what I mean in just a second. And the staircase is ready. I now have a button here which can use to open and close the staircase. Going to our basement, let's make more space because the perfect base also needs an enchanting room. Going for a simple design here. To fix our tools and armor, let's place down anvil. But this is boring, so I'm building a special anvil here. If this anvil is broken after using it, the observer system will detect it, move the piston, and drop a new one from above. How cool is that? You will never need to change anvils manually anymore. Just remember to have a few extra anvils in the queue up there. On the other side, we have just enough room to build the furnace area. I'm not going to build anything special here because it still is a simple storage room. If you really want, you can follow our tutorial video and build a super smelter here. So in the middle here, we have the perfect spot to build an elevator that is going down to the Y level 5. Or minus 58 for version 1.18. I'm sure we all want to go mining for diamonds at some point. Combining the redstone and water, bubble elevator is the best way to travel when you have limited space. Sending the redstone signal down there through some walls. Now you can just press the button and go up or down. Much more comfortable than running on stairs and hitting your head. Or riding a noisy minecart. But coming back to our most valuable items, let's build the secret room. You can tell that the staircase is hidden, but the button is in such an obvious place that anyone can find it. So my idea is to build a vault door behind the Nether portal, and hide the button somewhere a bit more difficult. It's going to be an easy and quick 3x3 piston door, to have enough room for carrying in even the biggest treasures you could find. And it's done. I did hide the button here as the last chest. It will open the vault door almost instantly. Inside here, you could hide your most valuable blocks or just build a secret brewing room. Coming right into the perfect base, we have the storage room with a fully automatic sorting system and a shulker box unloader to make your life easy. Then a hidden staircase which leads you to the enchanting room and furnace area, and a nether portal which has the secret vault behind it. Not to forget the water elevator which takes you down to the mine. Everything in here just fits perfectly and is actually useful to have. This should be a great center point for your Minecraft world. Here is 5 tips to make it even cooler. Add an automatic potion brewing system to your storage room. Build the iron farm right above your base, so the iron can go straight into the chest. Add a couple of villagers that give you emeralds or good blocks. If you gather enough blocks, build a beacon to give you speed and health. And a trash can that throw away the poppies you get from the iron farm. To help you get started on your perfect base build, check out the Word download link for this word down below. Thanks for watching, see ya!